Welcome to episode 9, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everyone.
All right. I love it. Happy Easter,
Hello.
Jeff.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, guys. How Jeff, are you?
Is it Easter in Canada?
It is, actually. Okay. Yeah, we do celebrate. That is an international thing, yes.
Okay, so you celebrate Easter on Easter. That's good.
We do. Yep, there's no special Canadian Easter or like Canadian Christmas or that kind of thing.
Good.
No, very good. We celebrate that all over. How has Easter been for you guys?
Snowy.
What?
It's been nice.
Snowy.
It's snowing here. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Sucks, man. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Man.
I heard it was like 13 degrees in Indianapolis or somewhere up near there, so I assumed it
we're holding steady at a balmy 27 right now.
Wow. Mm. Ooh. I think we're at like 31 or something right now.
Wow.
Where are you at? How are you? What's happening down in Texas, Derek?
Oh, I am at a temperature. It's kind of overcast, a little sunny, but overcast. We're at a temperature of 82 degrees.
Oh, my God. I am like absolutely dying for that.
Sorry, guys.
What?
This is our average. This is our average temperature here, though. Honestly, I mean, it starts to get pretty hot, pretty quick.
Wow!
Wow!
I won't. Oh, yeah. I won't pull punches or lie. I'll tell you that I'm very, very jealous right now. Very envious.
I feel bad. I really do, because it's a shame to have to just bear through that cold, long cold winter. You know, every year. You know, it sucks the life out of you. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's
gotta be draining. You're not getting any sun.
Just stop it. It sucks.
You're not getting any.
Yeah,
you're not getting any vitamin D. You know, it's
Well, it is.
I feel
sunny out today, but I mean, you know, it's not like I would ever actually go outside for any good godly reason,
right?
Because it's just right. Why? It's too cold. Why would you do such a thing? Anyway,
man. I mean, it's April. It should be starting to, warm up.
Trust me, I know. I've got 2 baseball games to go to this week, and I'm like, it's snowing today. Yeah. Team's upside down.
Oh, man.
But, so how about life updates, Jeff? Where are you at with you got your move, you got your booth, you got your dog. What's going on?
Well, I've been meaning to send you guys like some pictures and stuff of just where we're at. In fact, I will. I'll text you some photos of where things are at. But it's crazy. Like, it's still, we're right in the throes of construction. We're getting there. I have like a back. It's weird living in we're sort of kind of just outside of the city, but I have like this big backhoe sitting in the backyard and dirt everywhere and they, you know, the lot. So everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there was. I mean, it's a huge renovation. Like everything. There's bathrooms where there were no bathrooms, kitchens where there were no kitchens, and so we've had every subtrade you can imagine through the house, and you know, it's been crazy. And so yeah, things are getting there.
Good.
The hardest part has been mostly, obviously they're good contractors. They know how to build a bathroom. They know how to make, put up a wall and build a closet or do all the things you need. But when you're making the decision to build as I've found this out, to maybe build a real honest to goodness edit suite or recording studio or something that requires any sort of sound isolation and that kind of thing, it's something you got to kind of have a plan for. And it's something that you need to do. You need to be watching these guys or hire someone like a Ken Captain or whomever that can knows what they're doing to from the beginning kind of handle that project for you.
Sure.
Because if you don't, these guys,
project manager.
Because they'll go in and start putting stuff up and say, oh, well, yeah, this is how you're looking for a closet, right? No, I'm looking for a VO booth. A what? You know, and so you have to explain to them, no, it's and if you don't know anything about that, then it's up to you to completely engineer this project. And if that's been the biggest thing all along. But having said all that, we're right at the end of it. We've got things sort of sketched out as to what we need to do, and we're getting there.
We're at the cusp,
but it's still very, very dusty in the house, but projects are coming together. Work stuff is coming together, and so not being downstairs, having to be involved in the morning meetings every morning, and all that stuff is slowing down. Once you get you back in the edit suite, turning out jobs, and so that's all good, and mm-hmm. and yeah, so things are getting back on track.
Nice.
And other than this, man, I don't know. Just same old. Yeah, we're getting there. It's going good.
Can I ask you a question? What is the what's the end goal for your? Is it like a video editing suite? Is it what are you going to be able to do it at the La Ferrera
Studio? Well, I'm glad you asked.
So, video house.
My business is mainly video production work. So we do, like, here I'll do, I say we, and I don't know why I say that, because it's really just me. I do a lot of corporate work, a lot of like ad work, stuff like.
Are you going to be doing VOs?
I do.
Yourself,
yeah. So I do.
Bringing people
like one
in
of my clients in particular, they're like a big forestry company, and they do a lot of, they ship big forestry machines that cut down trees by the, you know, truckload really quickly. Okay. And so I do all of their voiceover work. I do a lot of their video production work. So I'll go out and shoot stuff and then bring it home and edit it and then do their voiceover work and for pretty much all of their stuff, training videos, service videos, all that kind of thing. Wow. So I do a lot of this. That basically takes up a lot of what I do. So yeah, that's pretty awesome, well, man. What I do. And
so you want to just do it all. You want to be able to do it all in house.
Yeah,
house.
which I have been doing, but it was more like at the other house. Oh. I had taken up the entire basement and turned that into like an edit suite. And now this one, I thought if we're going to do it and we're moving, then I want to do it. I want to do it right. And the other part of it too, is that not that, and this is going way deep into it. When we moved into this house, we bought it specifically because we wanted to turn the basement into a rental space for, I have some family who are aging and we wanted to turn that into like an in-law suite kind of thing in the basement.
Oh, right.
So they're on one half of the basement. And then I've got kind of this other portion, which is this edit suite. And I thought if I'm going to do it, I want to do it right. Put a voiceover booth in there, not just stand in a closet. And I wanted to
I got do, you. Sure. Oh, yeah. You got the opportunity.
So run the lines to do like a full 5.1 surround sound setup where you could mix in 5.1. Mm. You could do that whole thing. So it's from the ground up doing the whole thing. So it's, yeah. So try to do it real pro, real, you know.
So when
that's the idea.
When you come out of the closet, you absolutely, you eat your.
Quite literally.
Yeah, you put everything together. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I do want to clarify for our listeners that it's the company that you work or that you contract for that tears down the trees. We're a very green recording project band, so want to be clear on
that's right. That's right. That's just absolutely kidding. So yeah, like honestly, that's long and short of it. So to answer, that's a really long answer. For your question to say, yeah, that's what I do. And so I wanted to have a spot that was top notch and pro level, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, that's what's going on. How about you guys? What's happening?
Derek, what are you on the cusp of?
Go.
I'm on the cusp of having my first full weekend off in 2 months.
Yes,
dude. It's been really nice.
Good for you.
So I've been enjoying this 3-day break. And then just...
You got to have that.
You know, doing house projects and got my motor scooter running yesterday.
Nice.
Did you hop on and go for a ride or just got it running?
I did go for a little ride. Yeah. I finally got my crash bars on. So I'm trying those out for the first time. So that's kind of a whole, it's not that different, but I mean, I didn't try them out. I'm not crashing the bike. I'm not dumping the bike or anything, but just getting used to having them there. It's just a little different, but not too much.
And crash bars do what
then? Tonight, crash bars basically. I think all they really do is, if you dump the bike, they'll protect your leg from getting pinned underneath the motorcycle, and they'll protect your bike. You know, just instead of your bike getting slammed to the ground and getting all scratched up and everything.
That makes sense.
It's just these bars that are in the front of the bike, just to kind
of keep it off the ground, sort of. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Nice, man.
Now, will they help in a major crash? They don't really know for sure.
But you're not going to be in one, so it's all right.
No, if you're just dumping the bike at a slow speed, you're doing some slow maneuvers,
go around a corner,
trying to make a tight turn,
get some gravel,
hit some gravel, right?
Very nice. What? I mean, because your then, job just sounds crazy, dude. Like, it sounds like you're just there. You live there.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, man. I do. Now, next weekend, I got a 5-day weekend because I got – this is our third anniversary weekend.
Oh, so very nice.
I've got a couple days off plus a weekend. So, but yeah, as far as – it's just part of the manufacturing industry, you know. It's just go, go, go. Yeah. All the time to try to make the numbers. And
the name of the game in manufacturing also is to make more with less, meaning fewer resources. So they'd rather pay you overtime than hire somebody.
Well, yeah, 2.5 years ago, we had 4 engineers. Now we're down to 2, like two and an apprentice.
Wow.
So now when they're going to bring another guy on board, I don't know.
Wow, man.
I'm hoping that this break, because I don't know how they're going to cover for me next weekend. They're going to have to – one guy might have to work 15 hours, or they're going to have to, you know, split the shifts up. So we'll see what happens. I just hope it's a really – I hope it's a real pain in the ass.
So they can see, yeah.
They start whining to the boss, and the boss can whine to his boss that we need to get an extra guy. So that's what I'm hoping for.
A lot of bosses and a lot of whine going on there, but I'm totally with you.
Yeah. Oh man, management is highly regarded where I work. So
understood.
So, very cool.
I'm not sure what all they do, but they're very important.
So for me, it's in a good way. Work has picked up for me this since January. So that's been good, but it also then means that in order to get my trip to the gym and do all the cooking and stuff that I do, then the stuff that I like to do just has to kind of get squeezed in on the weekend, like this stuff. So, which is good. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you guys probably, I know that you knew this, Derek, but last Saturday we had rain and then it turned into sleet and then that turned into snow and then a thunderstorm. And that was the day that we had to take Sweet Pea to be put down because she had a stroke.
Oh yeah.
So I'm sorry to hear that, dude. Wow.
That was rough. But but next weekend, let's put the past behind us. Next weekend, I'm gonna spend some time in Chicago and see the White Sox play in their opening day at their place, and
that's very cool.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
That's at Wrigley Field.
No,
right?
The Cubs are Wrigley. It used to be called Comiskey. And some people still call it Comiskey. I will always call it Comiskey Park because it's way better than what it is today. Then I can't remember what it was last year, but it was something Cellular Field. And this year it's Guaranteed Rate Field. Guaranteed Rate Field.
Yeah, see, there's no ring to that whatsoever.
No, no.
Are you kidding?
Yes, that's their major sponsor.
Oh my goodness!
And so, subsequently, I will always call it Comiskey.
Absolutely,
very, very charming.
Yeah, super charming. But but there will you. I'll get you guys to some games, maybe even yet this year. But they will be getting some nice Chicago style hot dogs, and they've got some decent beer there, and it's a good park.
Awesome.
Wrigley's a good park because it's one of the oldest yet in baseball, and it's got a lot of charm.
Right.
And they've been adding a lot of things, attractions on because they've been winning, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But the Sox have had this park, I want to say about 20 years, maybe a little bit, maybe 30. It's a nice park. It's a good park.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Then coming home on the train on Sunday, it's going to be good. By the way, I'll be catching up with... You guys might not remember this name, but do you remember the name Jeff Parks?
Jeff Parks.
Guys both did that. That's awesome.
And the name sounds familiar, but you might have to catch.
Yeah. I think, Derek, you may or may not have met him. But anyway, when I moved to Flint back in 91, he was the youth pastor at the church that we were going to. And then I helped him.
Okay.
And then he and I totally connected on all things like philosophy and movies and music, and he's the one that came up with the name Leader Dogs for the Blind.
Wow. I didn't know that.
He, oh, he, oh I didn't obviously know that. He didn't come up with the name, but he said, you know, it would be a really cool name for a Christian band. And we were like, and he said, you know, lead a dog to the blind, and that's where that came from. So,
very cool.
Yeah. So he's got that connection to this conversation, but I'll be catching up with him, and yeah, that'll be good.
So there's talk of, and I don't know if this is like of perhaps getting together in Chicago. This has
yes,
been
sir.
Something that there's this has all been with you two guys have been talking yes. about talking about it. So I've definitely put the vibe out there. I don't think that that's an impossibility. I'll need to just double check on that, but I don't think that that's like a I wouldn't count myself out.
Yeah.
On that, I guess is what I'm saying.
Good.
Yep.
I'd love to just connect with you guys, you know, live and in person and
yeah.
And if there's an opportunity to do some writing and whatever in the meantime or what, you know, hey, that'd be amazing, dude.
Yeah. And also Jeff, seriously, that it also gives us an opportunity to do some photo and video capture as well. So
yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So the idea there really is just that we would, Derek was already planning to come to Depeche Mode June 1st with Linda, but his wife can't make the trip. So the question became, does he just sell the tickets or do we just go with it?
And right.
So he's decided just to go with it. And I ended up basically finding an Airbnb for about those 4 days. And I asked them ahead of time, like I put the feelers out with about 7 or 8 different joints and said, hey, there's going to be music, but it's not real. It's not music. It's just, you're going to hear voices. We're going to record vocals. Is that going to be okay? And a few people said, yeah, that might not work. And then finally somebody came back and said, hey, yeah, you're not going to disturb us. We'd love to be a part of your creative process. So,
cool. That's amazing. Nice.
Yeah. So we'll
it's, that's great it's, news.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see until I open up my.
Oh, I didn't.
Full throttle.
I know. I didn't send them.
Probably think I'm just some.
I should send them a link to one of the songs because it's not like this is.
Yeah.
You know, this is not Sade. This is
yeah, this right. That's so yeah. Right. Right. So, right.
So they might regret when we've left, but no, they seem real cool and so basically we'll try to have, you know, 3-4 tracks that are closed, like semi mixable, and then we can just kind of, because I have been wanting to work through some of the vocal performance because I love everything that you do, and then there's some things I want to like highlight and say, okay, try this and then try this, but that's hard to do over email.
Right. Yeah,
so exactly. But so seriously, dude, Jeff, what I think Derek and I discussed is it's going to make sense for vocal performance reasons to get together from time to time.
Yeah.
And so I've got, you know, some vacation time and he's got some vacation time. And so this year we're going to try to maybe twice get together. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe this is, you know, the first part of the year. And the second part we've talked about potentially going down, you know, me going down to,
Tejas.
To San Antonio. Yeah.
While it's cold up there.
Yeah, cold up here, go down there. And then unfortunately I'm gonna lose my plane ticket home and have to stay down there for like a year. but that's
yeah, what was it? Was it 90 in October here? Is that what I sent you?
Yeah.
The average temp?
Yeah, oh 90. My goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is very tempting to leave Canada illegally and
I never thought I'd live in Texas. San Antonio was never on my radar at all, ever, being up there, you know. It just never, I just came down here to work, you know. It was a contract. I was supposed to be a 6 to 9 month contract. And
how many years ago was that?
That was in 2010.
Wow.
So yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I kind of remember when you went down there. That's 8 years. Good.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, we were talking.
Yeah, we were talking. So you had Red Eye, Red Offer, Red Oprah, Red Opus Media, or I don't know.
Oh, Red Opus. We were. Media. Oh, I had a.
We were doing songs for placement and stuff. We're trying to, but or commercial songs. I don't remember. We'll go through that some other time.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute. Yeah. But yeah, so your 9 month contract is only about 7.5 years expired.
Yeah. But to be honest, it'd be hard. It would be hard to move back to.
Oh yeah.
The cold yep. temps.
Oh, I would think so.
You know, it'd be hard to get used yep. to it again. I mean, I could do it, but I lived with it for 37 years. Yep. But once you're wearing flip flops, you know,
on 9 months Day. Out of the year, yeah.
9 to 10.
Oh my yeah. gosh!
But I will say, Christmas, the holidays aren't the same.
Sure.
You know, but Christmas is not the same. Thanksgiving is not the same.
But you can always travel back to you know? It if you want the same.
Well, yeah, exactly. If I want the same, I can. Now, it did snow that one day. That was pretty yeah. neat. And I have some good pictures of that, of the actual snow accumulated on my front lawn. That was pretty surreal. But the beauty of it is, you know, it's gone the next day or yeah. two. So
that would be absolutely amazing. Enough. I cannot even imagine. I feel like yeah. I'm the only Canadian alive. And I imagine this can't be actually true, but I feel like I'm the only Canadian alive. Like, I feel like if you don't like snow and you live in Canada, people are like, oh, come on. You gotta be hardy. I'm like, yeah. it's not yeah. hardy or anything wrong with hate. Like, that's just stupidity. It's like,
yeah, ugh, there's
that's just
there's no need settling. For Vikings,
right?
We don't need them anymore.
No, sir. Nope.
No, I'm the same way, dude. If what I have decided is, I kind of waiting to see where the kids sort of settle down and try to be. You know, close-ish. But if I'm going to be in the Midwest, I'd rather be in the metropolitan because I'm paying the taxes yeah, anyway.
That makes sense.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And I want to be where – I want to be inspired. I want to be where – I want to find out at noon that when I'm at some great farm-to-table restaurant that Jack Garrett's playing tonight and I say, like, oh, I can go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. yeah. Well, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yes, I will meet you there and not have to, you know, take half a day off work and risk my life driving home at night and all the things. So.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now. Because my job is such that I can work from anywhere.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is good.
I'm going to – if I have my way with it, that's going to be that's going to be how I work the rest of my life because remote is just – it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. I love my commute every morning across my hall.
This is what I say. Like, I can't wait till when this office is done. And I think that, you know, this has been, like, we moved here a month or so ago, a little over a month, month and a half ago.
Sure.
And in that time, I've moved my edit suite 3 times yep. in here just to, like, picked everything up and all my, you know, monitors and everything, all took them all out and put them in another room, then another room, and then another room. So now I'm looking for that permanent home where, yeah, you can get up in the morning, coffee, you have your morning routine or whatever, go downstairs, work, do what you got to do. And then, yeah, if you need to pop out to go do whatever, that's fine. Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you.
Yep. Yeah.
Very cool.
We'll get there.
We are getting there.
So just quick aside that's actually related to our music. I one of the reasons I enjoy having all of our, like, pumping out a bunch of sketches first is because then from time to time I can just go back and listen. And mm-hmm. and when a lyrical or melodic idea strikes, I already have it there and I can just, like, test it against that. But anyway, I have a really great chorus idea for kind of one of the last sketches I did, and I can't remember the number for it right now, like 34 or 35. But Derek, it's the one where you said, gosh, I really like this. I don't hear the hook in it, but I know that you'll come up with one, but I like it. I like the sounds.
Oh, the newest.
Yep.
I don't. Well, before Senor Jealousy.
Correct.
That one. Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll play a little bit of it here while we're talking, but
I like the instrumentation. I liked it a lot. Everything sounded great. It sounded great. I just wasn't getting
the vibe.
Yeah.
Well,
the hook yet.
Well, I've come up with one, and just I think the other day when I was at the gym, and mm-hmm. and I'm really going with it. I really like it. Here's what it sounds like. Let me see how loud I can make this.
Sure. All right.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's called 35 Kaiser. So
look
that one up. It's in Sketches and on Dropbox.
It's very cool.
Yeah, it's that one's gonna be a bouncer for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know. This is one of those things. It's just weird. But one day I was at the gym and I was thinking about some things that I'm going through and I came up with this line and I was like, ooh, I wonder if. And so I, at the gym, I'm in Dropbox and I popped that open and listened and I was like, this is gonna work. So, it's basically just called Restless.
Awesome.
But I'll get you at least the scratch, probably maybe even today, because it's pretty short of the
cool
of the chorus.
Yeah, do it, man. I can play with it tonight.
Yeah, I'll do that. But yeah, so that's kind of an update there. We're still, you know, for those listening in, we're still moving along. It's just between some lyrics life. And life and stuff.
Life gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Doggone life. But we'll get it. We'll get some stuff out there soon. I'm chomping at the bit to have something published. So
we will get there. Once again, I sincerely apologize, but things are actually starting to fall into place. And so I'm finding the time. It's, I can see it, you know, it's
there's light.
I'm not, there's yeah, light. There's light finally. So yeah. And I'm dying to get onto it.
I'll take a video tour anytime you're ready.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I can't wait. You know, I want to show you some of the stuff.
Yeah.
Cause I'm really happy with how, like, the VO booth turned out, and I mean, it's not finished yet, but like a lot of the stuff is here. We still need to put up all of the, like, I bought some of that acoustic fabric that will line the whole inside of the whole booth, and it's nice and dead. And yeah. So when it's all done and whatever, I'll definitely, you know, yeah, we'll I'll give you the tour.
Awesome, man.
Cool.
Great.
Sweet.
All right.
That can be a wrap because we're at 27 minutes and that's closer to where I want to be anyway on these, even though I love talking to you guys forever and ever. But by the way, just a quick note about this podcast. I'm Anchor on the app on the phone doesn't let you put custom music in front of your podcast. You have to do that on the web app version. And I have decided that in the name of just keeping this as brief as I can, I'm not going to do editing outside of just our call.
Yeah,
cut
the time.
Yep, we'll just open up the app and start talking, and there won't be any like clever music at the beginning anymore until the day that they add that feature in, because I bet it's coming.
Right. Yeah.
But you know, the point of it is to not have this turn into a major project, but to make it as easy as making a phone call and keeping track of our journey on this.
Well, I think that's what they're trying to do.
Yep.
Trying to make this, you know, just from just a little bit I've read about it and the how it's become really popular for podcasting.
Yeah.
So
I can see why. I mean, it really is. There is no easier way to just record and go.
Yeah.
And, you know, I never really desired for this to turn into a big editing project. I did go and like edit the first handful of our.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you know, I like working in Logic, but I want to work in Logic to do the things that you know, to make the songs, not to.
Edit the podcast.
Yep.
Right.
And so, you know, where we can, I want to keep this going because I do want to keep track of our journey. And if we can be weekly-ish, that's cool. And if we can't, that's cool. I have decided that there's way more chemistry and energy when the three of us are on, and we crack each other up so much that it's more fun, I think, for me to listen back to. So I'm trying to keep it to where it would be all three of us, but I'll also commit to trying to keep it at, you know, like 30 minutes every week and not an hour-long project. So, which is where
We're back on Sundays now, so we can try it for next Sunday if you want.
I like it.
Yeah.
So
actually, that'll work perfectly. I will.
Okay.
I'll podcast from Chicago, Illinois. So we'll do it.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
All right.
All right then.
Okay, gentlemen.
All right, guys.
Have an amazing week. We'll talk next time.
Later.
All right. Bye.
Later, guys.